The 2-Minute Drill on the Bill Riley Show. A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally, regionally, and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
2-Minute Drill time here on the Bill Riley Show. We're going to check in at Camp Kyle and safety Chase Hansen as they come off the practice field this morning, day four for Utah football camp. We're 24 days away from the opener here in Salt Lake City. Steve Berkowitz joins us from USA Today. He covers college football. How are you, Steve?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Outstanding. Give me your big picture view on Utah and the Pac-12 and where they kind of fit in this year.
I think with Utah that they're going to be sort of in the middle of the pack. Although I as an East Coast person, I've always found they always seem to be undervalued in the preseason and sort of end up playing better than they're expected to play. And they're not put in the top 25. There are half dozen teams in the coaches' poll from USA Today that are out of the pack. They're not among them. But it seems to me that every year they figure out a way to make something happen, particularly on the defensive side. So, I think this is, to me, this is a team that's, you got to prove it to me that it isn't going to happen before I believe it's not going to happen for them.
If I ask you today, do you think the BYU gets in the Big 12 if they expand?
I would think that they would only, largely because of the national draw, at least in football, if that's the way they're going to go. When you look at the way that the schools that are in the, that seem to be in the mix for the conference, that they bring something that others don't. I mean, for sure, some of the scheduling issues on Sundays and other sports make it a little bit difficult. But if part of this is about bringing television sets and eyeballs, I mean, BYU has a presence nationally that the other schools that are in consideration don't.
When do you think the notion gets explored as far as the Big 12 deciding whether it will be 12 or I'm sorry, 2 or 4, and how long till we see the expansion announcement? Later this fall?
It seems to me that they seem to be very interested in trying to put this in place to go for next season, and you have to do that pretty quickly. I mean, the question of whether they go 2 or they go 4, I mean, this may have something to do with their television partners as well. And there's been a story put together by the Sports Business Journal that ESPN and Fox are not real crazy about having to pay a whole bunch more money, given certain of the schools that are being talked about here. So it's going to be interesting to see how all of this puts together. But, geographically for them, I can definitely see an argument for 2, and I can see an argument for 4.
Steve Berkowitz of USA Today covers college football. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
There you go. That's Steve Berkowitz from the college game to the pro game. A little more than a month away from the first real game. We thought we were going to get an exhibition game last night. Sigmund Bloom joins us right now. Co-owner, NFL insider with ProFootballGuys.com. Sigmund, what happened last night in Canton?
Well, it sounds like a few poor decisions were made whenever the field paint wasn't drying, and then heat was applied to the field, which caused the field turf pellets to melt. And then some sort of substance like a paint thinner was applied that it was then realized was hazardous to your health if it gets on your skin. So it was really just a mess. And one the NFL has no excuse for because they did have 7 months to prepare for the game.
Yeah, no kidding. We found out today just north of there, north and west just a little bit, Robert Griffin III will be the starting quarterback in Cleveland. What's a realistic expectation for Robert Griffin III?
Realistically, we want to see him go out and not have the same scared approach to the game that he had in his last few years in Washington. We want to see him stay healthy. We want to see him be effective and use the tremendous natural talent he has. And with players like Corey Coleman, the first-round pick, Gary Barnage, Duke Johnson, and then 5 games into the season, we'll see Josh Gordon. He has weapons around him. He has Hugh Jackson, an optimistic coach, a coach that has elevated offenses wherever he's been. So if Griffin can succeed, this is a perfect situation. If he can't, then this is probably it.
Last NFL question for you. Sigmund Bloom with us from co-owner of ProFootballGuys.com. Roger Goodell is an easy bullseye and target for the media, for the fans, for players. But at the end of the day, doesn't Roger Goodell just operate at the behest of owners? Is his job basically to take all the slings and arrows for ownership? Because every commissioner in every sports league works for the owners, but people, I think, seem to forget that, don't they?
They do, and he is overseeing the NFL during some moral gray area periods. But as you said, the slings, the arrows, I like to think of it as tomatoes, that they put him out there so all the tomatoes are thrown at him. When he is just representing the cartel of 32 owners, it has been a tremendous boon for the league in terms of revenue, in terms of the value of franchises, and the power of franchises to have leverage over cities and get stadiums. So as far as the owners are concerned, Goodell is doing his job, which is allowing them to make a lot of money.
In mafia terms, he's the consigliere. I mean, he's Tom Hagen, right? Representing the family's interests.
He is, although he might not have as much power as Tom Hagen when the time comes to make decisions, unless you're a player who violated one of the disciplinary policies.
Yeah, exactly. Sigmund Bloom, you'll find him at profootballguys.com. He's one of the guys that contributes to us here. Sigmund, thanks so much.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's the 2-minute drill presented by Alta Mortgage Financial. And right here on ESPN 700.